everyone, welcome back to another episode of Dad Bod to Rad Bod, a 75 hard journey. My name is Philip Hyduk. I'm your host on this podcast, and we are back. That means I am back to doing 75 hard. If you are a listener of this podcast, you had have noticed that I haven't done any episodes for a while, so I've just slogged through and enjoyed my way through all of spring, all of summer, and now that summer's kind of coming to an end, I decided to finally pull the trigger. I'm feeling unhealthy as of a week ago because I'm already on day 8 today. But what I thought of is I love doing this podcast, and I love to exercise and be in shape and do 75 hard. Really has helped me come up with the right habits whenever I was on. So this time around, this year, or I guess this time around, come August, I'm recording this the last day in August, the 31st, I want to do all of 75 hard again, the whole 75 days. I don't know if I'm going to do phase 1, 2, and 3. I'm not decided yet on that, one step at a time. But I want to maintain the habits. As last time around, one of the tips I'm going to give you guys is don't just treat this like, okay, I've completed the 75 days and I feel great, fantastic, and now I'm going to drink pizza and beer, or you know, eat pizza and drink beer. And all of a sudden, 3 months goes by and you've ballooned back up. You're no longer this like chiseled physique with a incredible willpower. All your friends and family are gushing over how good your skin looks, how good you look. There's so many amazing benefits of completing this program. But if you don't maintain the habits, then it's really being in shape is a lifelong journey. And this program is fantastic for showing you how to live a better life in almost all aspects. If you do these basically 8 daily traits and you focus and you complete it, you will become an extremely better, great version of yourself. So let's get started. So the first, I'm going to break this down to 3 basic segments. The first segment I'm going to talk about, if you're planning to start 75 hard, here's some things to think about that'll kind of get you in the right area. It'll kind of get you in the right path so that when you do start, you'll be better for it. And then I'm going to talk about, you know, the 8 different basically habits you have to have on a daily basis, the 8 traits you need to do to complete 75 hard on a daily basis and therefore pass it over 75 days. And finally, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've been up to and what are really your end goals when you're going to try to do 75 hard. So for me, I'll tell you what mine are, and then kind of leave you with something to think about what your end goals could be for yourself. Okay, let's talk about tips and things you need to think about if you want to start 75 hard. So chances are you heard about 75 hard. Maybe you're thinking about getting in shape. You heard about it from somebody or you read it online. So the very first I recommend you do is listen to the Andy Frisella podcast. It is called the first episode. The one you really need to listen to is called A Tactical Guide to Winning the War with Yourself. So that kind of is self-explanatory. This is a program to make you a better version of yourself. But listen to that podcast right after you listen to this one, of course, and like and subscribe this one. But yeah, go ahead and listen to that, and it'll kind of give you a rundown. Everyone should listen to that because that's how most people start. That's how I started at listening to the program, and then the next day I was doing 75 hard. Now, it is actually really hard for people to do 245-minute workouts per day along with all the other things you got to do cold turkey. It's very hard. So my 2 cents about that is that, for example, one of the best CrossFit athletes is Matt Frazier, if you ever heard about him. And he had a little story where his buddy's like, man, you're in such good shape. How do I get in good shape? And then his buddy would come over and they'd work out for 12 minutes a day. And as soon as the 12-minute workout was done, his buddy's like, okay, what's next? And he's like, that's it, go home. So all you really have to do at the very beginning, let's say you're like, I'm gonna start 75 next month or in 2 weeks, whatever it is. And I will tell you that whenever you decide, whenever you plan to do something, if it's like, oh, today next month I'm gonna start eating healthy, or next month I'm gonna start 75 hard. Honestly, it's just better just to do it right now. So it's better just to start 75 hard tomorrow. You're like, I wanna do it, I wanna start next month. No, just do it tomorrow. It's actually going to help you a lot better. Just boom, no matter what you have going on, even if you have a wedding on the weekend, do it today if you really want to. Now, of course, you can wait. But what I'm telling you about exercise is just get 10 to 15 minutes of exercise in on a daily basis just to get yourself going and to start getting the habit of working out every day. So I was doing that in the month of August. I was working out every day. Now, I wasn't eating well and I was still drinking tons of beer and having a good time because August is fantastic, especially here in central Canada, here in Ontario, where literally halfway through September, it'll probably get much more colder and you'll have to wear a jacket, and that's the end of summer. So you gotta enjoy it while it lasts, guys. But wherever you're from, even if you have nice weather all year round, if you're not used to working out every day, start by very small workouts. If you need 20 minutes, so start maybe like your first week. Let's say you're gonna start 75 hard in 4 weeks. Your first week, start with like a 12 to 15 minute workout. Go for a little jog, go for walks, lift weights, then crank it up to 20 minutes next week, then crank it up to 30 minutes the week after, then go to 40 minutes the fourth week, and then you can start at 75 hard. I think you should be fine. Third thing, I would recommend you tell all your friends and family that you're going on this program. And so, for example, I'm going to a party this Saturday, and it's a 40th birthday party. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll bring our kids too. But there's because the nature of these friends that we have for this birthday party, if I was not on 75 hard, I'd get absolutely wasted. Like, we're talking about 10, maybe like 7, 8 beers, 5, 6 shots. I probably would not be like throwing up wasted, but I'm saying I'd get drunk, okay? I'd have a good time. Okay, you don't need to get drunk to you don't need to get drunk to have a good time, but I'm just saying is like I would be drinking a lot. So I texted the guy literally before this and I was like, "Hey man, I can't wait for your party. Just heads up, I'm doing 75 hard. I won't be drinking. Whatever. I'll still have a good time." And the reality is that you may be a very social drinker, and going to parties and functions where other people are drinking, having a good time, sounds miserable. But I'll tell you more about that later, that it only really takes 2 to 3 weeks for you to finally get used to it. And I find I am an extrovert, so just to tell you guys, just a heads up, I do like talking to people no matter what, but and being in other people's company. But it'll only take you a short amount of time to kind of get used to it and feel like you don't need to drink, feel like you can be yourself in any environment just being sober. So tell all your friends and family. It also helps you keep it helps it also helps you be accountable. And lets people know that for family functions you won't be drinking wine or whatever it is. And obviously my family in general doesn't drink a ton. Yeah, sure, my mom likes to have a glass of wine at dinner, or like her parents will, they're having the 40th anniversary barbecue on Sunday, so we have a party Saturday, Sunday barbecue. I just won't be drinking. I'll tell them ahead of time, right? And also they'll know like, okay, well, what can you eat, right? And it does sound annoying, but most of the food, most of the meals that or the diets that you pick from, you can pick diets that are really just good old wholesome food. Like for example, in my diet, I'll tell you a little bit about it later, but my diet is mostly wholesome, good food. It's not like I'm restricting myself. I'm just not having any sugar other than fruits, natural sugar from fruits, and I'm not having anything bad for me. So I'm not having like McDonald's or takeout or any chips, nothing like that. But I can't have chicken, I can't have quinoa, rice, lots of salads. And I also find that this is kind of going to lead to the next point, the final point when you pick your diet, is that I do cook a lot. So do your research beforehand, pick your diets, and kind of figure out something that you think you can make work. And even though I'm telling you guys that my diet in essence is kind of bland in some way, because a lot of good old wholesome food that will just keep you full throughout the day, is I do research various meals. Like today, one of my meals is a tuna pasta. So whole wheat tuna pasta with tuna, mixed vegetables, spinach, and I could have a little bit of light. I can either have light sauce or, like, for example, salad dressing. But I'm gonna make it for dinner today, and then the kids will have it, and I'll have it, and I'll get creative. I looked up a recipe. It's probably gonna taste great, and I'll be cooking a lot. So one, think about your diet. Two, maybe get in the habit of cooking a little bit more, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that this time around. Since I'm doing 75 a second time, I'm kind of sticking to the same diet I did last time because the food is generally just good food. I enjoy it. I'm also going to do a little bit more meal prepping this time around. So sometimes I may make lunch, and I may make three or four of the exact same meal or exact same amount of food. I'll just make it four more, the quantity of four times, and then I'll put it into Tupperware, and I'll have lunch for the next 4 days instead of cooking like a different meal every single meal, because that's kind of a pain in the ass, especially if you're working all day long. So last thing I would tell you about just telling your friends and family, the point I was trying to make is that they'll know what kind of food you can eat, and just tell them up front. They may find sometimes people make fun of you, sometimes not. At the end of the day, it's on you. You're gonna win by doing this program. So be awesome and stick to that. All right, so here's the second segment. We're gonna talk about all the things that you need to think about at 75 hard. And if I count one, the two workouts as one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So basically, seven things you need to think about on a daily basis, and they will become natural. So let's talk about them, and I'm going to give you a few tips about each of them, what I found to be effective. And you know, whatever you do, whatever diet you pick, and whatever workouts you choose, you can kind of decide what you want to do about it. So you could walk, you know, your cardio could be walking, could be running, could be biking. Like there's like a million options. Okay, I even did like winter fat tire biking once. I did skiing once. Like you can really get creative, and like I've done tons of workouts with my kids, just taking them outside playing soccer. And you know, if you played soccer with your kids and you're not sweating, then you could just go harder, just kick the ball further. And then you know, my 5-year-old son and my 2-year-old daughter, they'll run after the ball, but you beat them to that ball. Run your hardest and make it a workout, and then all of a sudden you've done 45 minutes while taking care of your kids, giving them good exercise, playing outside. You've done your outdoor workout. So let's talk about the workouts. First thing, 2 45-minute workouts a day. I've already given you a tip: start exercising before you start 75 hard, just to get the hang of exercising every day. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing four running type exercises a week, three full body weightlifting exercises, and then the rest are going to be kind of random. I'm going to mix in a yoga in there, or Pilates, just to give myself more stretching. I'll do some biking. I might do some box jumps and plyometrics because it's going to help my running. So my goal is to finish the last three running races I have in the year. I have one next week on September the 10th, Saturday, September the 10th, and then I have two more that are going to be coming up in October. And then after that, I might go to lifting weights four times a week and running three times, because I won't need to run as much. But I like running. I mean, I find it to be the hardest exercise. Waking up at like 5:30 or 5:45 in the morning and being outside by 6 in the morning running is the hardest one to do. It just takes so much effort to get out there. But once you're out there and you're running, you might see the sunrise. You might see crazy animals. I've seen foxes run across me. I've seen white owls last year. I've seen tons of bunnies, skunks. I almost ran over a skunk, which was quite an exciting day. I had to turn around and quickly sprint away as it lifted its tail up. But I made it. And when you come back after doing cardio in the morning, and that is really the best way to lose weight, is to do cardio right after you wake up and don't eat anything until after. So there's a tip. If you want to lose weight, do cardio in the morning. But when I come back, and because I'm the one that takes care of my kids in the morning, I bring them to school. In terms of my 5-year-old son Oliver, and my 2-year-old goes to daycare now, 2-year-old daughter named Zoe, is I find I have so much energy after that. And I'm actually the way I feel, it's just fantastic. So I'll be singing in the morning. I'll have a good time. I'll be able to help my kids in any way. I'll be able to defuse any fights very quickly. I'm basically the best version I can be. So a lot of my mornings, I'll try to do cardio, but if you do like 2 hard days in a row, try to maybe the third day just walk or do something light. Don't kill yourself because the first 2 to 3 weeks are going to be rough. Working out twice a day for 2 weeks, your body, like I remember the first time I did 75 hard on like the 15th, 16th day, I just woke up and I felt like a truck had run over me. Like everything hurts so much and I had to do 2 workouts. So don't go too crazy. Listen to your body. Don't do more than 2 hard workouts 2 days in a row. I recommend at least for the first 30 days until you really get used to it. After a month or so, you're gonna get really in the hang of it. You probably won't be very sore very often, and you could probably increase the intensity of your workouts. So I would say start slow, start easy. Most professional athletes, even if it turns to running, if you have Olympic runners, whenever they run, most of their runs are easy. They're not sprinting, they're not like bolting, they're not running at the marathon pace or whatever it is. They're running easy when they train most of the time. I'd say 80, 90%. I mean, that's what I read. So you go easy too, because just going and running or just going on a bike ride and going easy is already great exercise. Later on, you can increase the intensity, and that's the whole point of this program. A month in, or at some point of this program, you will seek more advanced challenges. You'll want to run in the rain, you'll want to run in the snow, wherever you're from, if you have snow. And that's the beauty of the program. You're going to become a whole nother, like adventure seeking, challenge seeking type of person, which is fantastic. That's why I'm doing it again, because I want to become this like version of myself that took great pride in trying to beat my personal record or to run a race or to do all these things in a day. Just that my day's so jammed, but at the end of the day, I'm so happy. I feel great. I'm in better shape, and I was just incredibly happy doing 75 hard. So that's why I want to get back to it. All right. So we got the 2 workouts in. I also recommend the last point about that is, especially if you're working 9 to 5 or you have a strict work schedule, do your first workout in the morning. So my kids get up around 7:15, and I gotta prep them and they gotta go to school. So I can only start work after 9 o'clock, like 9:15. I could probably start working. Although I work in sales and I'm self-employed, which makes it easier, my schedule could be all over the place. But by waking up at 5:30, 5:45, and doing my first workout, okay. So even if you start work at 7, maybe you wake up at 4. Maybe you wake up at 4, and then you do your first workout, at 4:30, and then you prep yourself, go to work. Yeah, that sounds crazy. By doing 2 full 45-minute workouts spread apart, let's say 3 hour time difference, because that's what Andy says, to spread them apart 3 4 hours. After work is very hard, very tedious, and it could be very stressful to think, oh shoot, it's like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I haven't done any workouts. That's a recipe for failing the program. So don't put yourself in that position. Get up early, get used to it, go to sleep early. And do your workouts then. Okay, take a progress picture. You'll really like taking a progress picture. The whole point of it is to just see results over time, but do it early. So if you wake up and do your workout, you can even take a picture first thing in the morning, wake up, take a picture, and then go and do your workout or do it after. Just do it as soon as you can. Drinking 1 gallon of water. I find that I'm very thirsty because now I'm 37 years old. In the morning, I have a full liter of water right beside my bed, and I will literally guzzle that down first thing in the morning, if not all of it, most of it. And right now, I start off the bat with 1 liter of water. So you're supposed to drink 1 gallon of water for those of you that are American, which is most of your listeners, anyways. But for me, it's 4 liters of water, basically the same as 1 gallon, right? Gallon's like 3.9 something liters. So just guzzle that down. Then I have a workout. I'm probably gonna drink another like 3 quarters of water. So just at like 9 in the morning, I've probably drank in 2 liters of water. So that's gonna probably just make it pretty easy if you follow that kind of routine. If you can't, then just do your best. Drink throughout the day. Just keep tabs on it. But yeah, get that water in. You will probably lose 10 pounds of water weight right off the bat just by not drinking and and eliminating all the toxic substances in your system. So you're gonna, even for me, at starting at 230 pounds, losing 10 pounds is gonna really bring my stomach down to almost, you don't see it at all in a t-shirt. And it's gonna make me not feel bloated. I'm already gonna feel fantastic just after 2, 3 weeks of working out, reading 10 pages a day. So you have to read a book. It has to be a physical book, and it has to be nonfiction. The whole point of this is to try to improve yourself. So you can choose whatever book you want. You can read, the 75 Hard book. I actually have not read it, to be honest. But I have read a lot of great books like Atomic Habits. For example, because I'm in real estate, I've read Rich Dad Poor Dad. So really just choose any book that interests you or any type of topic that you can buy a book on that you have a great hobby for or something that you really want to learn. So even, I read a book last year where it was about this scientist that ended up discovering the cure, the vaccine for the COVID-19 variant. And it was a fascinating book. It talks about all the history and different stuff, different molecules, how they replicate DNA and that kind of stuff. And I know nothing about that, but I just found it a fascinating read, and I feel, smarter about reading it and better. And I don't know, whatever you want, really. I think if you go online and you ask people, they'll give you like a list of like 15 to 20 books. There's tons of information out there that, these are the 15, 20 best books that'll change your life kind of thing. I think there's merit to that. You can just pick any book that, is on that list and start, and then you'll probably be happy with any of them, to be honest. I think there's some rules. People say that if you start a book, you can't finish it. I mean, I don't know. Up to you. But, so here's how, even for me, like the next book I want to read is Relentless by Tim Glover, because I found that to be very fascinating, where it takes athletes to like Michael Jordan, how he became fantastic. I read a little bit about it and I was like, yeah, let's read that book. But right now, since my daughter's 2 and I started potty training her on Thursday, so day 2 of 75 Hard, I potty trained my daughter. My wife didn't want to do it because she just wasn't up for it. But I was like, no, we're doing it. I'm doing it myself. So I stayed home Thursday, Friday. And so literally the first book I'm reading during 75 Hard is I'm rereading the potty training book and following it verbatim. And we're on day here 7 or so of day 6, 7 of my daughter potty training, and she's peeing by herself in the toilet. I feel fantastic. Sorry for you guys that don't have kids, but it's a huge success. And she even had a couple poops in the toilet, so it is what it is. Following a diet, I've basically talked about that. You can pick diets, that you think might work for you. It's best to just pick diets with a variety of food. That are all great for you, so you don't get bored, or not like, okay, you have steak every day for dinner. I don't know if you really want to do it. I mean, I think there are bodybuilders out there that literally eat the same thing. I don't know, I don't live that life, but a lot of variety will help. Also, like for example, my diet, although it is all wholesome food, it does allow me to eat bacon and turkey bacon twice a week for breakfast. So for example, I went out with a friend yesterday. And there's like a chicken wings deal at this restaurant, so I can't have any chicken wings, deep fried food. But I noticed that by getting a burger, so I'm allowed to have beef, I'm allowed to have some bread in my diet, I'm allowed to have bacon. So I got a bacon cheeseburger with a salad, and it was really good. I was happy with my choice. So that's how you can go to restaurants and kind of pick food that makes sense. Obviously try not to do anything, and with diets and with food, accidents do happen. So if you I remember last year my someone brought some donuts home, because in the Polish tradition we have like a National Kids Day, and you give them some Polish donuts. And I remember I cut it up for my kids, and I licked my fingers with the icing, and I immediately realized, and I just like spit it out, gargled my mouth. And I don't, that was not consider, I don't consider that failing, because I spit it out immediately. Now, how do I have taken a bite of that donut? Yes, I would have failed and have to go back to day 0. So just be careful, I wouldn't go too crazy, but just, if you put something in your mouth you're not supposed to, just spit it out, gargle your mouth with mouthwash, and just say, okay, I didn't eat it, whatever, right? So just be careful of your diet. It'll help you. It's a guideline of the food you can have. And my tip is always plan ahead. If you're not sure what you're supposed to eat tomorrow, look at your diet. Make sure you have the food. Go grocery shopping ahead of time. Maybe you get the food a week ahead of all the food you need that week. If you want to go get a daily at because the grocery store is by you and you're more European, Asian based, where you like to get groceries more than sure, whatever. But know what you're eating the next day. And for example, today we're having tuna pasta. I've already put the tuna, the capers. I've already found the pasta, and I've already put that on somewhere in my kitchen, where when I'm ready to cook it, I'll just put it all together. It should be a very easy meal, to be honest. So I already have everything ahead of time. Finally, I no drinking. If you're like me and you like to drink, it is tough to go 75 days. The concept of going 2.5 months without drinking anything, especially if you've never done it before, it sounds quite extreme. I think one time I did it for 6 weeks. I think 2 years ago, I was trying to run and be healthy and did it for 6 weeks. I didn't really have any plan, so eventually I succumbed when we were at a party. But I will tell you that for most people, including myself, in my opinion, it only takes about 2 weeks, and I think 3 weeks maximum, if you don't go without drinking, that you then at that point, your mentality changes and you stop thinking about drinking. You no longer even think about having a beer or any alcohol over the weekend or whatever you want to drink, weekdays, whatever, with dinner. You stop. You can, and the longer you go without it, the easier it is. So I honestly think the 3 week threshold is what you have to look after. And in general, 3 weeks is going to be what it takes for you to kind of get used to the 75 hard program. You'll be fluid with your diet. Your body won't hurt as much on your workouts, so you can kind of then at that point be comfortable with doing the 2 days. You'll be reading books, you'll probably be on your second book by then, and you'll kind of get in a real flow of things, right? And then last but not least, this is not really on the things to do, but try to get 7.5 hours of sleep a night. It's really going to help your gains. If you're someone that's getting less than that, I'm just telling you. Lots of studies have been done. It's proven. Everyone knows at this point. I don't know about everyone, and certainly I guess I read a book about this too, so I wouldn't say I knew about this. Okay, let me rephrase that. 7.5 hours is 5 sleep cycles. Every sleep cycle has 90 minutes, and there are books and studies that show that 7 sleep cycle, or sorry, 5 sleep cycles, so 7.5 hours of sleep is going to be the ideal amount of sleep for the average person. Obviously it depends on what age you are, but for most people, I think between 20 and 50, I think 7.5 hours is going to be your golden number. If you can get 7 hours of sleep, I think that's going to be good too. But 7.5 hours. So make sure you go to sleep early. And something that helps me go to sleep is turning off your phone an hour before bedtime. I think if you go back to Matt Frazier, he says he does 90 minutes before bedtime, so no blue light. And reading before going to sleep really helps too. Because if you cut out your phone, even if you watch a little TV, but you cut out your phone, maybe remove the TV from your bedroom. I don't know. I don't have one, but whatever helps. And if you read your 10 pages or you're reading your book and you finish a chapter or two, it's going to get you really sleepy. Especially if you've already had 2 workouts, hard day, kids, work, life, whatever, you can get real sleepy. So last night I was reading at 9:45. I think I finished a chapter, which was a little like 12 pages, at like 10 exactly. I had my phone off. Now, not every day is like this. Even, I'm a creature that likes to stay, I'd love to stay up and party. I'd love to watch a movie late. But the reality is if you want the highest benefits you can from this program, you gotta be consistent. The program will help you become consistent. And last night I had everything off, turned off my night lamp. It was 10:05, and I woke up today at 6 in the morning. I had almost 7.5 hours of sleep. I feel fantastic. I was, this morning I only had a walk in, but it's really nice to watch the sunrise, walk around the neighborhood, and feel good. I'm already at 7,000 steps. Obviously if I ran 8 or 9 kilometers, that would be even better, but I don't want to go too crazy every day. At the end of the day, I don't want to burn out. So there are my tips about 75 hard. Now, let's go to the final segment. This is why I started doing 75 hard again, why I love the program. I've already mentioned it. The program just works for me because I am someone that if you tell me, look, you have to follow these rules or else, I will literally do it. So I'm like, I've never been in the military, but I feel like I could have been a good soldier. And I follow the rules religiously. Now the rest of what I'm doing now, you see, I'm making this podcast, then I'm going to do some work after this while my kids are, out to camp and school and whatever. But my free time is my free time. Now I will make sure I get my 2 workouts in, follow the diet, all that stuff. But I love doing 75 hard because it gives me the willpower, accountability to become a better version of myself. And that's what I was missing. I finished phase 3 on February 1st. I was done and I did the whole 75 hard year. But come, a week ago, and I say a week ago because even a week of 75 hard does make a difference. It makes you feel better. My stomach's already down. But come a week ago, I just felt fat, bloated, uncomfortable. I've done a couple running races in the summer and I can never like run the whole 15 kilometers, aka 11 miles through the forest. That's what I signed up for, like 5 of these 15 kilometer, 11 mile races through the forest, which is hard because there's a lot of hills. So you really got to train for them. So I can never like just run the whole distance because I always get fatigued. I'm just not in the best shape. So I'm like, you know what? I got 3 more races. Let's get back to the version of myself that was challenging myself, that was happy every day, that was fit. People were telling me I look good. Like that's the life I want to live. What am I doing? So the reason I'm going back is I want to get back into shape. I'll probably lose 20 pounds all said and done. Maybe even 30. I'd love to get down from 230 to like 180 so I can be a better runner. But that's not going to happen in 2.5 months, even though it is a pretty extreme 2.5 months. It may happen in 6 months, but I think the whole point of doing 75 hard is to become a better version of myself. But also this time around, I know that once the day 75 comes, and then day 76 is, yes, I could drink and order pizza and all that stuff, and maybe I will. It's not a big deal to have one day to celebrate at the end, but I have to maintain these habits. So I want to do one hard workout a day. Maybe I should do 2 workouts a day. Now it could just be walking the kids to school and then going for another 20 minutes, and then you got 40-minute walk right there. I want to maintain these habits because forming these habits is going to make you the best version of yourself. It's going to help you live longer. It's going to help you defeat diseases. It's going to help you maintain happiness, relationships with your wife, your kids, your family. And listen to that. Why would you not want that? Why would you not want to be an athletic, happy version of yourself that is even brighter because you're reading all the time, you know about, different diets, different meal plans. Like it's going to give you the kickstart you need to finally become an awesome version of yourself that you're going to love. Now you may be sitting on the couch and you may be having pizza last week and beer and whatever, tons of cake, I don't know, but once you're in this life, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's going to take a month, but you'll start seeing changes. You'll feel better. Like it is just absolutely the right thing for you. Now, one thing I'm going to point out is that you listening, what is your end goal in this? Yes, obviously your end goal is to lose weight and to become more muscular and to all these things. But I think Atomic Habits is a good book I think everyone should read, and it kind of talks about is you have to decide what kind of person you want to be. And what a person I want to be is I want to become an athlete. So if I'm an athlete, I have to work out every day. I have to exercise every day. That is who I am. That is who I want to become. And so we are all creatures of habit. This program will develop you habits, right? So you're gonna have days where you're gonna struggle. You're gonna have days that are tough, but just keep at it. Even if your workout's not that good, keep at it, and you will form habits to be the person that you want to be. If you want to be a scholar, if you want to start a business, decide how you can get there and how this program can help you in those. Ultimately, people that exercise a lot, not say like over-exercise, but people exercise the right amount have more energy than people that don't exercise. So ultimately, it's going to be to your benefit. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to challenging myself again, right? Last year, once I was in week five, on a whim, I decided to do the David Goggins 4x4x48, which is run 4 miles, or in the metric system, 6.5 kilometers, every 4 hours for 48 hours. And I did run 11 times. It's supposed to be 12, but the Sunday at 4 a.m., I woke up like a cripple. Sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone, but I felt really rough, and I had walked that distance instead of running. But even when I woke up at 7:30 in the morning and had to run the 8 a.m. one after, a pretty broken down night's sleep, is I managed to do it, and it was a very rewarding challenge. I couldn't believe that someone like myself, who was coming off being 240 pounds, 6'1", 240 pounds, overweight, really not seeking any, excitement in life, just doing my day to day. And then after 5 weeks of the 75 program, I was able to pull off that David Goggins event, which for me made me feel that I can do anything if I can do it, right? And keep in mind that that event here in Canada was in March. It's always in March, first weekend in March, and it was like minus 12 degrees. Or in that 4 in the morning run was minus 17 degrees with windshield and stuff. So I don't remember how much that is in Fahrenheit. Sorry, I didn't look it up before I did this program, but it was cold, guys. It was bloody cold. And I did it. I did it. But I guess I am Canadian, so whatever. Okay, this is almost a 40-minute episode, and with that, I'm wishing you guys good luck. I will be posting once a week again, every week, since I'm doing 75 hard. And hopefully I develop the habits beyond just 75 days, because I need to be that version. I want to become an athlete. I want to become someone that challenges himself and has friends that are also challenging themselves and are also runners. So wish me luck, and I wish you guys luck in your 75 hard adventure. Should you do it? Absolutely. Go do it. Have fun. Change your life. See ya.